WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
You may have heard about the Great Resignation sweeping across the country right now as people reprioritize their lives following the COVID pandemic. Well, the Chicago City Council isn't immune to the trend. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more on the factors playing into a recent string of resignations.
In the coming days, her last days in office, Northside Alderwoman Michelle Smith has a major task on her to-do list.
Clean. So that the next, so we're not embarrassed when the next alderman comes in that we've left them a messy apartment, as you'd say.
Smith is cleaning out the ward office she's worked in for most of her 11 years on the council. She's one of at least 8 aldermen so far who've either resigned or said they won't seek another term. And depending on who you ask, you'll get 8 different reasons for the departures.
Everything that you do, your question.
Former Chicago Alderman Michael Scott, whose last day was in June, has an example he points to that he thinks illustrates why it's so hard to be a city council member.
Let's say a turkey giveaway. If you give away 500 turkeys, which I've done, you know, ultimately you have 100 people who come to your office and say, where are my 100 turkeys? And we're not going to vote for you because you didn't give them a turkey.
It's a thankless job, he says, with diminishing returns, long hours, and not enough pay. He took a full-time job in the private sector and is now on the Board of Education. Some of the resignations are part of the natural turnover of the council. Others due to the grueling nature of being an elected official during a pandemic. Dick Simpson is a political science professor at UIC who has served on and studied the Chicago City Council.
The pandemic has made being an alderman, just like being a teacher or being a nurse, much more difficult.
He says the pandemic made it difficult for aldermen to perform some of the core duties of their job, like keeping streets clean or trees trimmed. On top of that, they're focused on actually legislating, at times leading to long and highly contentious meetings.
In this council, more than most previous councils, more aldermen are dealing with citywide issues and broader programs.
Issues like ethics reform, basic income programs, big picture items that in the past would have been left to the mayor to handle. Former Alderman Richard Mell left the council in 2013 after nearly 40 years in the body.
What Mayor Richard J. Daley did is surround himself with 50 aldermen, and he's in the circle. And all the arrows and slings come to hit the aldermen. And so he can do the major things that he wants to do as the mayor. Now the aldermen all think that they're these great legislators.
Well, I think the fact that we're not a rubber stamp anymore is good.
That's Westside Alderman Gilbert Villegas, who was elected in 2015 and will seek re-election next year, but only after losing a race for Congress in June.
It's good. It's good for the citizens. It's good for democracy.
Villegas in part credits a wave of left-leaning aldermen elected to the council at the same time as Mayor Lori Lightfoot in 2019. But he says there have been major growing pains. He and some others in part blame Lightfoot for that, who has proven to be headstrong on the policy reform she envisions.
Sometimes the administration blocks legislation and not even allowing it to get an up or down vote. And so I think that they get frustrated on that standpoint because it is frustrating.
Here's former Alderman Scott again.
Right now there is a hankering by the folks that are leaning left. And because of the relationship that this administration has postured with a lot of aldermen, there is a desire for aldermen to stand up and be a little bit more independent and be, you know, less of a rubber stamp.
And with some of the longest serving aldermen leaving the council this year, Scott and others predict there's opportunity for even more change ahead. Residents will soon have a better idea of who's running and who's not by early September when candidates start to circulate petitions to get on the ballot. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.